Tom just walked into the studio and said, hey, we haven't given any dating or relationship advice this morning. We are remiss in our duties, so we shall do that now. So what is it you wanted to say, Tom?
Nothing that have to do with this topic.
All right.
Anybody who takes dating advice from us has to be out of their minds.
Hence, our greatest fans. All right, so here we go. Going out on a date on a Monday may seem like a little odd. You know, most of the time, you don't want to go out on a date on a Monday. Friday, Saturday.
Maybe we're talking
Sunday
first
brunch.
Dates or ongoing things?
Ongoing things.
Some restaurants are closed on Mondays, right?
Well, yeah, that's a good point. So maybe you have to invite her over and cook dinner at your own house. I interviewed Alton Brown and a long time ago, and I asked him, how did you get into cooking? Because his first real love was television production.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he got into cooking as a way to get dates in college. He said he found...
Well, just look at him, yeah.
He said he found that if you asked a girl out, they would say, but he said... If you asked them out and invited them over to cook dinner for them, it was usually, you know, a good thing.
As long as you didn't just open a can of Dinty Moore.
Yeah, right? And that's why he learned to cook, and that's why he got into it. And he said if things worked well, you know, it was a good date situation. So anyway, according to a new study by Match.com, if you're thinking about asking her out or accepting a date for a Monday night, there's a real good chance you're going to get stood up. Match.com says you are four times more likely to be stood up on a Monday than a weekend night. Saturday nights are the best nights for dates. Fridays are the second best. And Mondays, by far, are the worst.
Now, are we talking stood up like she doesn't show up for no explanation? Or, hey, tonight's not going to work. We'll have to reschedule it for some other time.
I'm glad you asked, because here are the top six reasons that people give for not showing up.
Washing her hair? No, dead mother.
My aunt has died again.
Oh, I just got to study. Anyway, here we go. The number six reason for not showing up on a date. Getting asked out by someone else who seemed like a better option.
Ooh.
That
hurts,
that's man.
Not good.
Why didn't you show up? Well,
George Clooney called.
Yes.
You're nice, but I'm really interested in your roommate.
This guy named Jason Voorhees asked me out, and it seemed like a better option than you. A reason that he doesn't show up, not being able to afford the date. Now, that's wrong, man. You just don't do that.
Well, it's a Monday night. I mean, Monday night football. Just go to someplace that has wings and pitchers, right?
You know that you are flat out busted broke if you don't have money for a date.
It's like $2 hot dog night somewhere, you know? Number four, this one has got to sting. Well, baby, how come you stood me up for the date? I was too tired.
Too tired?
I got off work and went by the house and I sat down and I just didn't want to get back
asleep.
Up.
Fell asleep.
Yeah, I just kind of dozed off and I thought about, you know, calling you, but
it was too much effort.
I got to pick up the phone and then I got to, you know, and here I got to dial 10 numbers instead of just 7. And that's a lot of work, baby. So I didn't want to. Number three reason why you get dumped on a Monday night, work. Now, if work gets in the way, this can be a legitimate reason, but you should call.
That's right. Call and reschedule.
Yeah, say, listen, I hate to do this. I'm really sorry, but the boss just said that TPS report has got to be finished before I leave tonight, and, you know, it's 2 or 3 hours long.
So I'll reschedule with you for sometime in February or March.
Number two, this indicates that the person that you're dating or was thinking about dating may have altered priorities. Needing to hit the gym after going out too much over the weekend. Now, I have a buddy of mine that dated a girl that was an aerobics competitor. You know these aerobics competitions that you go to?
I'm not familiar with those.
She was in good shape, right? She was not necessarily ripped, but toned, right?
Exactly.
Right.
And would do these statewide aerobic competitions where they do aerobic routines. It's like working out. It's like
gymnastics set to music.
Exactly.
Right.
It's
sort of
exactly.
Like the opening of the Man Show where they jumped on a trampoline.
Well,
right?
A little less sexist than that,
okay.
You pig. But But not by much. And he was dating, and here's what was really horrible is that they would go out to dinner and she's like, no, I can't eat this week. I'm only eating wheatgrass and protein shakes. And this guy is like, oh, okay.
You see, you would trade. You would trade 5 or 10 pounds for a girl who's more fun, right?
Yeah, precisely. Sure. Precisely. And the worst was after a competition she won, and he made the mistake, he says, of wearing a white dress shirt to the competition, met with her backstage. She hugged him, and her spray-on tan ruined his shirt. She came up and gave him a big hug. Oh, I can't believe I won. Oh, baby, that's a, right. What you did to my shirt. Ruined.
Right. I'm going to wear a smock the next time. Right.
And the number one reason you get dumped on a Monday night, being sick.
Being hungover from the weekend.
Now, how bad is that, that you're still hungover on Monday night? You can't go on a date. That's sad. That says something.
Well, I don't know. If you're at a football game, there was a report on Twitter yesterday. Apparently, the ambulance folks from the Bellin Hospital in Green Bay were called to Lambeau. Apparently, there was a guy running around after the game totally drunk and naked. It was 12 degrees. He was running around totally drunk and naked.
Well, they had those girls out in the bikinis again. They got TV yesterday.
Saw some guys with their shirts off, but this guy was totally naked running around outside the stadium after the game. 12 degrees. Yikes.
See, we don't know how to handle a tie. We don't know what the proper response is.
My only word is shrinkage.
I haven't talked to my wife in 7 years. I mean, I've taken some orders. I just haven't talked to her. So my little rug rat moved in, stole my girl. He owns her. That's his woman. He knows him. If there's a fire and it's him or me, I'd burn like a pork chop, man. I'm done. I'm done. There's no mistaking. I'm like the third wheel on a date. I'm just like, can I go with you guys? I'll pay. I'll drive. Can I just go? I just want to go. That's his girl. And he knows it. Been throwing it in my face since they brought him home from the hospital, man. When he used to breastfeed, he'd look right at me. And then she'll try to defend it. He's a baby. He doesn't. He knows exactly what he's doing. That's all right, because I'm writing it all down. Because one day, that little gonna want to borrow the car. I'll be waiting on him in my chair. Hey, Dad, can I borrow the car? Nope.
Wisconsin Morning News now. Rush Limbaugh at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.